Down to Agincourt by Sepris. Dean nods after a moment. Okay, Mess is doing meatloaf surprise, and guess what? I don't like surprises, so looks like the Ranger's getting another workout tonight. He looks wistful. Christ, I miss diners. I could cook tonight. He's still not sure what this development means. Dean here never showed the least interest in cooking before, though his comment on Zack's oatmeal does at least provide some context. I won't get better without practice, though I still don't understand your objection to my efforts. Yeah, I don't get it either, Dean answers, looking baffled. Everything's canned. How can you mess that up?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Which is why you're not going near the goddamn stove. Hurry up and I'll let you choose what kind of beans we want tonight. Dean flashes him a grin on his way inside. Since there's only one kind, shouldn't be too hard. He stiffens, setting the cup down with unnecessary force.
I never developed a taste for coffee. Or anything else, really.
Did you try adding sugar? Reaching over, he pulls Castiel's cup in front of him without waiting for an answer, adding a spoonful of sugar, giving him a critical look, then adding another and a generous helping of powdered creamer before stirring it in and sliding it back across the table. Try again. Warily, Castiel takes another drink. The flavour isn't nearly as harsh.
Knew it.
Dean dumps another spoonful of sugar into the cup and stirs, then waits for Castiel to take a drink, grinning at his expression of surprise. Gabriel's candy thing, he explains, taking a drink from his own cup. Must run in the family. Looking at the creamy surface of the liquid, Castiel wonders why he never thought of doing that. Then, at Dean's pleased smile, wondering why he did. We got a militia to start. Dean considers that for a moment, then makes a face.
We'll leave Sid here. The world has a fuckload of bridges. We hurry, we have time for the victory party before Lucifer finishes up the apocalypse.
Stopping, he looks briefly appalled.
Think Lucifer would have a party in hell when this is all over?
Castiel tries to conceptualise his brother's idea of a party, and fails.
I'm sure everyone would have an utterly horrifying time.
Ours would be way better. Less torture, more drinking. He thinks.
Then get a sandwich and sleep for a week content in the status quo. What about you?
More than anything at this moment, Castiel wants to say sex and a lot of it. But the truth is so surprising that instead he hears himself say,
milkshakes.
Dean's head comes up sharply.
What?
It's almost embarrassing.
I don't remember ever sampling one, not since I fell. As refrigeration takes a great deal of power, making milkshakes is not a component of the mission, so yeah, no opportunity these days.
Dean laughs quietly.
I just realised your entire exposure to food since you fell has been what, canned or... Had only an hour before been running desperately away from us, yes.
He can't believe he's thinking about this right now.
When I fell, I had far too much to learn to pay more than the necessary attention required for the maintenance of this body. It wasn't relevant. It still isn't, but I remember you and Sam would order milkshakes often and you enjoyed them. When you cook, you seem to enjoy the results of it. I don't have context for that, but maybe...
Context? For food? Dean says blankly.
Hold up. For enjoying food?
You don't...
Dude, you don't know what you like? Is that why you don't eat?
I eat, he answers defensively.
Food is a necessity for survival. I've never grasped how it could possibly be enjoyable, however.
For a moment, the memory of hamburgers in three-digit quantities lingers. But famine's influence makes that experience with food suspect.
I found more accessible sources of pleasure.
Life is more like Pringles. You can't have just one. Dean gives him an appalled look. That's sad shit, Cass.
It was unusually terrible tonight, yes. I assume Zach's on mess duty this week.
Didn't think anything could be worse than your cooking, he says honestly. Zach proved me wrong. At least yours still qualifies as food.
That could almost be a compliment, Cass answers, one corner of his mouth quirking up. If it helps. That could almost be a compliment, Cass answers, one corner of his mouth quirking up. If it helps, that's probably not the result of your illness. Consuming wild game can cause problems in the healthy if they're not used to it. We have enough alternates to it at this time.
Cass, I'm not asking the mess to make me my own special meal, Dean interrupts. He gets the entire privileges of command, but he's gotta draw a line somewhere, and this is it.
Vera was very specific regarding your diet, Cass says patiently. And as I was saying, I'm relatively sure it can be followed while excluding the local wildlife such as it is. I'll talk to Chuck in the morning and see what's available in inventory.
The camp can certainly perform their daily duties without my constant oversight now. What does that have to do with...
Cooking still takes a great deal of concentration for me,
Cass answers, like he's not sure Dean's paying attention,
so I'll require the extra time. Not to mention acquiring sufficient recipes.
It takes Dean a minute to work out what he's talking about. You want to cook?
You need to eat to regain your strength. That would be facilitated by food that doesn't cause you active nausea, and that much I think I can accomplish. Unless you continue to object to my cooking, in which case I should tell you that I have no idea what other kinds of non-domestic meat... I have no idea what other kinds of non-domestic meat varieties are in the freezer, and Nate's a worse cook than Zach is, which is why, until now, he's been banned from handling food.
Dean braces himself with a drink first. And now?
Fielding two more teams has left gaps in the camp's infrastructure, he answers. It's only temporary, if for no other reason than to preserve Nate's... It's only temporary, if for no other reason than to preserve Nate's life, until I can work out a new rotation, but until then...
I'm okay with your cooking, Dean tells him. He's still sick, and there's nothing about what's in the depths of the freezer or Nate's cooking skills that's not stra... He's still sick, and there's nothing about what's in the depths of the freezer or Nate's cooking skills that's not stressing.
I thought you might be.
Cass takes another drink, looking bizarrely satisfied. Christ, he's weird sometimes.
Pie.
What?
I want to try pie.
He begins to regret the impulse at Dean's sudden attention.
Pie has sugar, and it seems to be a very common preference among dessert items, though well below ice cream, from what I understand. However, the lack of available cows is a problem.
We could do ice cream. Dean's face goes through a series of inexplicable contortions before settling on surprised. I got a militia and a real lack of standards on how I use them for personal gain. Dude, I can find a cow.
Considering who he's talking to, that's very possible. You like pie better.
Yeah, so?
It's a feature of your conversation when food is the topic, which you seem to find endlessly fascinating to explore. Which you seem to find endlessly fascinating to explore.
He should have just told him ice cream.
I'm curious.
Curious? Dean leans an elbow on the coffee table, far too interested for Castiel's peace of mind.
Dean never got you any pie?
I've had pie, he answers determinedly, and Dean's eyebrows jump. Just not at a time. You said you wanted me to try and find food I like. Why are you arguing about my choice of steaks?
Because pie isn't a steak. It's a necessity, Dean argues, staring at him intently.
Fuck off, Cars.
And he wonders when pie became such a dangerous topic.
Dude, you're not betting access to pie. You want pie? We'll get you some fucking pie. No dice required, alright?
He nods warily.
Alright.
Good.
This is French toast, Chautauqua style, she adds, stabbing a fork into the top of two slices, before dropping them on his plate, sprinkling them with sugar and adding a spoonful of fruit. Only legit use of powdered eggs in history. I used creamer for the milk and added the syrup from the fruit to the egg for the flavour since we don't have vanilla. Castiel blinks down at his plate before carefully cutting off a corner with his fork and taking a bite. To his surprise, the flavour isn't offensive. And the texture of the bread is different. From whatever she did to it. Add sugar as needed, she advises him, adding several spoons to hers and a layer of fruit before taking an enormous bite.
Sugar makes everything better, he finishes for her, adding another spoonful and taking a larger bite this time.
This is very good. The fruit combines well with the bread.
I wonder if Dean would like this.
He does. A lot. When he looks up, startled, Alicia grins at him unselfconsciously. I'll give you the recipe.
I made you French toast, Chautauqua style. We decided to shorten it to Chautauqua toast. However,
Cass says earnestly, tugging Dean a step closer.
It's in the refrigerator.
You and the stoners cooked?
A glance confirms the kitchen's intact, so...
Alicia.
Cass watches his own hand on Dean's leg intently.
She said you liked it. A lot.
He takes a moment. Alicia talking about Dean, him, to Castiel, or at least his, their, preference for French toast. That is a lot of levels of weird in a single sentence, just on concept.
Alicia taught you how to make French toast?
Chautauqua toast.
When?
Breakfast.
Cass tells him, tipping his head back to look at Dean.